Good morning. It's Sunday, March the 29th, and it's the Lord's Day, but we're not assembling together again today. There is some optimism, perhaps pointing toward Easter or maybe the days after that. Only time will tell if it's possible. But we're maintaining our connections through these podcasts and through the emails and the prayers that you share. I hope you'll continue to keep us up to date with any needs that you have, and we're really thankful for your continuing support. To offset the ongoing expenses of the church, you're doing that online or dropping by your checks, and we appreciate it. The email today that has this podcast in it also offers a prayer from Nathan Ross, and so we're thankful for that and all the prayers you've shared. Nathan's prayer follows a pattern that you might want to use in your home. We use it every week here at Grace. The pattern is adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and then requests or petitions. It's a healthy way to pray, and you can follow Nathan's prayer today and then perhaps use that pattern every day as you pray. At 12:30 today, we're going to look in again on Dr. John MacArthur's sermon at gracechurch.org/live, and we'll be gathered around the Word in that way. The singing is also included, a couple of hymns, and that's a blessing. So I hope that your family will be there together. I'm getting questions through the week from husbands and fathers about family worship. So that's a good thing. We're learning how to adapt, and men are learning how to lead their families to God's Word and prayer and encouragement. I just want to take a few minutes in this podcast to point you to some really encouraging words, I think. So if you'll find your Bibles there on your device or reach for your Bible and open to Psalm 126. Psalm 126 is one of the Psalms of Ascent. These are songs that God's people sang while they were making their multiple times a year trek to Jerusalem to celebrate the festivals. And this is a song, this particular song, harkens back to their captivity. It's Psalm 126. And if I were titling this, I would title it Happiness, Hope, and Hard Work. Happiness, hope, and hard work. It's just six verses, so look at it in your Bible. Verse 1 says, "When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream." The time of this captivity that they're reflecting back on was around 597 B.C. That's when the Babylonian invasion began. And the Babylonians surrounded Jerusalem, they ransacked the city, and they took all the men of valor into captivity. They took the folks they thought had the most potential. People like Daniel, most of you know the story of Daniel and his friends. This is when Daniel and his friends were taken to Babylon. 11 years later, the Babylonians completely destroyed Jerusalem. They took all the Jews captive, and now God's people are enslaved. I mentioned in my letter last week, encouraging you at home not to stop singing. And in that, I referenced Psalm 137. "There by the waters of Babylon, we sat down and wept," that psalm says. We remembered Jerusalem. We remembered the way things used to be. And then the people said, "We hung our harps and we stopped singing." Well, this psalm, Psalm 126, remembers not when they hung their harps, but when they were set free, when they were released from captivity and could now go home. And they're happy. Happiness is clearly the right reaction to being set free. So look again, Psalm 126, verse 1. "When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful singing. And then they said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them.'" Notice it was like a dream, they said. It was more than we imagined. So much happiness, and it was contagious. Notice the nations joined the song. "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for God's people." Listen, friend, our stay at home shouldn't be compared to the bondage of the Jews in Babylon. But it doesn't mean they're not similar experiences. It's not what we're accustomed to. And we, like they, long to be back to normal, to the way it was. And that's going to happen. But when it does, make sure you give the Lord credit for it. Be happy, be thankful, because it's contagious. So there was happiness. Look at verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us. That's their song. We are glad. But there's also hope. Verse 4. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Now, this is really important. They are so happy to be going back to Jerusalem, but they also need hope. Why? Because they're going back to a city in ruins. It was completely destroyed. The walls, everything. So they need hope. And their hope is expressed in a simple one-sentence prayer. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. It's the picture of streams flowing down from the mountains into the deserts to bring life again from the barren sand. They need hope, and they have hope because they prayed to the Lord of hope. They said, we can't do this alone, but God can do this. Now, for some of you, for some of us, this is very real. And before this is all over, I suspect it'll be real to a lot of us. See, we won't be going back to the way things were, because things are going to be in a mess. But don't lose hope. Don't lose hope just because you lost your retirement. Don't lose hope just because you lost your job. Don't lose hope just because baseball is postponed. God will deliver, and you'll be glad again. And you must pray to the Lord of hope that He will rebuild, that He will restore. And this is where it gets very practical. So God's people were set free, they were glad, and they maintained hope for a restored Jerusalem. But they didn't just rest on their laurels. Happy? Yes. Hopeful? Yes. But the reality? A lot of hard work laid ahead. Verse 5. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. That imagery is timeless. It's a picture of sowing so that there could be a harvest. And it's hard work. We oftentimes have to sow in tears. You see, the bag of seed is heavy, and the work can be monotonous. But still we go to and fro sowing, even while we weep. You say, well, what happened to the joy? Well, it's simple. The joy ran into hard work. And that's just real. That's just practical. Hard work. Serious work. But the hope doesn't fade. Still we sow. Still we work. Because we have to rebuild. And then on the heels of that, well, there's still more joy to come. You see, the hard work is replaced with joyful shouting. The hard work produces this harvest of joy. We will go out carrying seeds. And we'll come back carrying sheaves, a bounty. We used to sing a song in the church when I was a kid, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. Some of you know that song. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. We sang it at revival times, always talking about the gospel going out and bringing in the lost in large bunches. And that's a good notion. It's a good and important work, bringing in the sheaves. Clearly, the song comes from this psalm. But this psalm isn't about evangelism. It isn't about bringing in a harvest of souls. Jesus did talk about that, and we work toward that. But this psalm doesn't talk about that. No, this is the song of happiness for deliverance, hope for rebuilding, and the hard work that will be required to bring it to pass. In a lot of ways, this is our song. So let's be sure we don't stop singing while we're isolated. And let's be doubly sure we sing with joy upon our return to normal, our most blessed routines that we've grown accustomed to. May we be hard-working people, ready to roll up our sleeves and help our nation, indeed the world, to rebuild what has been torn down. Perhaps some who don't know the Lord will be compelled by our joy and our hope and our hard work, and they too will join the song. They will say, the Lord has done great things. for them, even in this difficult time. Well, God bless, and we'll talk again soon.